This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Next, we're going to look more closely at an effort to improve the public schools. It's a plan to give teachers performance pay, like salesmen. The better you do, the more you earn. Teachers who get it now include Colorado music teacher Heather Marner. We heard from her yesterday.
I'm definitely earning more money than I was before. I've worked in other states as well. And with that traditional salary schedule, you know, I could predict what I will be making 3 years from now. Now you don't know. I couldn't tell you how much money I'll be making from year to year. It's dependent on what I can do.
That teacher likes the program, though some don't. An important and troubled school district is now moving closer to merit pay. The district is in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, where Michelle Rhee is chancellor.
We currently have a starting salary for new teachers of about $40,000 a year, and we are hoping to put in place a compensation system that would reward the top performing first-year teachers at about double that, at about $78,000 a year.
So you're thinking about the possibility of almost doubling somebody's pay if they teach well, but how do you determine who's teaching well?
The bottom line is that we have to look at student achievement levels. We have to make sure that the children in the classrooms of those teachers are really progressing as quickly as we would like them to academically.
If this is purely on student achievement levels and I'm a teacher, aren't I going to just kill someone to get the best students in the easiest classes?
Actually, it's sort of the opposite. We look at the growth that is able to be achieved. And then, you know, there will also be differentials in place for teaching in a high poverty school if you're an effective teacher, that sort of thing. So those are the types of things that we're potentially looking at in our contract. And we believe that all of those dynamics together will actually encourage people to teach the students who need great teachers the most.
Don't you end up with a situation, though, where inevitably you're going to have people who are unhappy that the person in the next classroom dealing with the same kids ends up getting a bonus and they don't for reasons that they may think are unfair?
Well, that's why it's important that we put an incredibly fair process in place so that people understand what the expectations are at the outset and that, you know, if their students aren't achieving at those same levels in the same school, they have to look at their classroom practices.
And this fair process you envision right now, it's going to be based on test scores. That's the fundamental thing.
It will largely be based on student achievement levels, yes.
Now, let me ask about who you have to bring on board in order to do your full program. What does the teachers' union have to say about the proposed pay for performance?
The union leadership here is great. There's a union president by the name of George Parker. He is one of the most reform-minded union leaders in the country. We know we've had some tough negotiations, but we've come to something that we believe accomplishes all of the goals of making sure that we're prioritizing kids and ensures that all teachers, regardless of what their choices are treated fairly and they're compensated very well.
Wait a minute, where does this stand? Is it a done deal then with the union, or you still have details to work out?
Oh, that's why I can't talk about the specifics of the contract, because we're still in negotiation, so we can only talk about things in sort of broad terms.
But you're saying the union has accepted the principle and they're just arguing with you over how much the compensation should be and precisely how people get compensated?
We've come to general agreement on the broad tenets of the contract, yes.
Is it possible you could have a situation where every teacher gets really motivated and goes out there and earns the extra double pay, almost double pay, and you can't pay them? You don't have the money.
No, that will not occur.
You've got the money available for this?
We have the money available.
Where's it coming from?
Mostly from private sources. For the first 5 years, we're looking to have significant external funding for the project. And then we've done a financial model that ensures that over a five-year period, we have the ability as a school system to sustain it long term.
Let me ask one other question, which is often raised when people talk about teacher salaries. I've heard it said, look, it's teaching. It's not supposed to be about earning a bunch of money.
Well, I agree. And I think to a certain extent, if you look at teachers now, these folks are heroic people who have certainly not chosen teaching because of the compensation. That said, I believe that we need to begin to change how the profession of teaching is thought about in American society, because there literally is no more important thing than making sure that every single one of our children gets an excellent education.
Michelle Rhee is Chancellor of the Washington, D.C. Schools. Thanks very much.
Thank you.